Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's stand up for the men's and women's quarterfinals at the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament in New York City. And while Paris is a long way from New York, tennis fans in the French capital have reason to say, c'est magnifique, when it comes to the men's quarterfinals in New York. That's because three Frenchmen have reached the final eight at the year's final major tennis event. For our VOA tennis fans keeping score, you have to go all the way back to the French Open in 1947 to find the last time a trio of Frenchmen all reached the quarterfinals of a Grand Slam tournament. Tuesday's first men's quarterfinal is an all-French affair between Luca Puy and Gaël Monfils. And the second men's quarterfinal on Tuesday features another Frenchman, Joe Wilfried Tsonga, against world number one Novak Djokovic of Serbia. France's national daily sports newspaper, L'Equipe, had a big headline on Monday, Very Big Puy, to celebrate Luca Puy's thrilling five-set upset victory over Spanish star Rafael Nadal in the round of 16. The 22-year-old Frenchman won the decisive fifth set in a tiebreaker, 8-6. I watched Puy's dramatic victory on television, and I think it was probably the best match so far at the 2016 U.S. Open. As for his opponent on Tuesday, Puy says Gaël Monfils is in very good form. He hasn't lost a set in the tournament, so he knows it's going to be a difficult match, but Puy adds it's going to be a tough match for Monfils as well. In action Monday, 2012 U.S. Open champion Andy Murray, who won his second consecutive Olympic title last month, advanced to the quarterfinals. Also through to the final eight are third-seeded Stan Wawrinka of Switzerland, Japan's Kei Nishikori, and 2009 U.S. Open champion Juan Martín Del Potro of Argentina. In women's play, top-seeded Serena Williams of the USA looks in excellent form as she bids for a record 23rd major title. She's into the quarterfinals after a 6-2, 6-3 victory over Yaroslava Shvedova of Kazakhstan. Serena's older sister Venus was eliminated, though. Venus fell in three sets to Karolina Pliskova of the Czech Republic. U.S. Open officials say they expect about 700,000 fans to attend matches during the two-week Grand Slam event at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in New York. Two of the celebrities who have been spotted in the stands enjoying the tennis action are Jay-Z and his wife, Beyoncé. Let's face it, VOA sports fans, Jay-Z knows New York.
Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy. home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee, tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.
From New York, let's go south to Jacksonville, Florida. That's where the U.S. men's national soccer team will host Trinidad and Tobago later Tuesday night in a 2018 World Cup qualifying match. The Americans are coming off a big 6-0 road victory over St. Vincent and the Grenadines in another World Cup qualifier, and they're almost certain to advance to the final round of qualifying. While the USA is the favorite in Jacksonville, head coach Jurgen Klinsmann says his team is fully prepared to go 100% full speed in the match. Meanwhile, coach Klinsmann is also rotating his goalkeepers during this World Cup qualifying period. Middlesbrough man Brad Guzan started against St. Vincent, but former Everton goalkeeper Tim Howard, who now plays for the Colorado Rapids in Major League Soccer, will be guarding the nets in Jacksonville. Hey, Tim, can you size up Trinidad and Tobago for us?
You know, I think they've been playing tough. You know, they played us down there. 0-0 is a tough game, and they've been playing well, you know, and so we want to get them here on our home field and obviously do what we do best. You know, we win our home games, and that's something that we take pride in. But yeah, look, we know that they're dangerous. They've got pace, they've got height. Physically, they match up with us well, which a lot of teams don't do. So we'll have a work cut out for us.
Tim, you've been in some big matches for the USA. I remember your spectacular performance against Belgium in the round of 16 at the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. How would you describe the USA's focus for this World Cup qualifier?
You know, I think our focus is to win the game. Coming in, it was always going to be, you know, we've got two games, we want to get two wins. You know, 6 points was optimal, so you know, that hasn't changed just because we got a really good result in St. Vincent.
Thanks, Tim. That's Tim Howard, who will be the goalkeeper for the USA later Tuesday night when the Americans host Trinidad and Tobago in a 2018 World Cup qualifying match in Jacksonville, Florida. In 2018 World Cup qualifying results Monday, Spain spanked Liechtenstein 8-0 in Group D of European qualifying. Diego Costa scored a goal in each half for the Spaniards, who were playing their first competitive match under new head coach Julian Lopetegui. He replaced Vicente del Bosque last month after Spain's elimination in the round of 16 at the European Championship. Elsewhere, 10-man Italy extended its unbeaten streak in World Cup qualifiers to 28 with a 3-1 road victory over Israel. Real Madrid star Gareth Bale scored 2 goals, and he also set up another as host Wales beat Moldova 4-0 in Cardiff. Serbia and visiting Ireland played to a 2-2 draw, while host Finland and Kosovo drew 1-1. Kosovo is a new member of FIFA, and this was its first competitive match. In more World Cup qualifying results, Austria scored a 2-1 road victory over Georgia, and Croatia and visiting Turkey played to a 1-1 draw. In one other World Cup qualifier, host Ukraine and Iceland drew 1-1. The match was played in an empty stadium in Kiev, part of a FIFA punishment over Ukrainian fans' past racist behavior. If you would like to leave a voicemail for possible use on a future Sunny Side of Sports broadcast, please call 1-202-205-9942. Once again, that number, 1-202-205-9942. 205-9942.
VOA!
When you hear the VOA identification, press 60. And please include your name and where you are calling from.
Voice of America!
Hello, this is Magnus Chisholm calling from Imo State in Nigeria. I love listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's always a daily delight of listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. Once again, Magnus Chisholm on with you, calling from Imo State in Nigeria. I'm wishing all the Sunny Side of Sports listeners all the best. Bye.
With the Paralympics officially opening Wednesday in Rio de Janeiro, let's look back at a few highlights from last month's Olympics in the scenic Brazilian coastal city. American cyclist Kristen Armstrong, no relation to disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong, celebrated her 43rd birthday during the Olympics by winning a third consecutive gold medal in the women's individual time trial event. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, reporter Luis Piazza in Rio gives us the details again about Kristen's big Olympic achievement.
The sun rose shining as typical in Rio. Although the weather is still reluctant and had stopped competitions more than once due to windy and raining conditions, a singular star went up on the top of the podium, the American cyclist Kristen Armstrong. Kristen received an early birthday present on her 43rd anniversary when she won her third consecutive gold medal in the women's individual time trial event. After winning the gold in 2008, she retired, but came back to the Olympics in London 2012 to win a second gold and retired once again. Only 18 months ago, she decided to compete in Rio. We asked her to describe what it is like to win this unique three straight gold medals.
I can't even describe in words. You know, you go into it as an athlete, and you've already ended the sport twice on what I would consider the pinnacle of sport, which is the top step, and people have asked me for the last 18 months, why in the heck would I ever take the risk of coming back for a third gold medal? And I think that the best answer I have is because I can, and I showed it today that it only matters your result on one day. And today was a day the stars were aligned. I had my team behind me. Everything was detailed out. I was in top form.
I'm Luis Piazza for the Sunny Side of Sports in Rio de Janeiro.
Obrigado, Luis. We heard from birthday girl Kristen Armstrong in Luis's report. While Kristen won cycling gold in the women's individual time trial, top honors in the hilly 54.5-kilometer men's time trial went to Swiss cyclist Fabian Cancellara. You might say it was a golden farewell for the 35-year-old Cancellara, who is planning to retire after winning his third Olympic medal.
Well, it's quite special. I mean, it's an amazing day. I mean, after 16 years in my last season for my retirement to reach a gold medal. I mean, I won a gold in Beijing already at the Olympics and a silver as well. And now, I mean, yeah, it's just a fantastic day. I'm just happy, proud. Yeah, just amazing.
Fabian Cancellara is nicknamed Spartacus, an amazing gladiator who, I'm guessing, received a hero's welcome or two way back when. Well, this cycling Spartacus received a hero's welcome at the House of Switzerland in Rio de Janeiro. And Cancellara was asked where this second Olympic gold medal rates in his great career.
Everything is special. I mean, everything I won in my career is somehow made in an amazing way, in different ways. And of course, the Olympics, it is the highest sports event you can participate. So after the gold medal I had already, reaching this and going through so many different years with up and downs, and then you come to your last season, to your last weeks and days and months of a sports athlete, and coming home or going home with that, I mean, to reach this is just more than that what you want. I mean, I cannot have more than that.
Olympic cycling champion Fabian Cancellara of Switzerland speaking in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. One of the real feel-good stories at the Rio Games is the first Olympic refugee team. The 10 refugee athletes walked behind the Olympic flag when they participated in the opening ceremony in Rio August 5th, and they received loud applause from the crowd. One Olympic reporter said the only team receiving more cheers during the Parade of Nations was host Brazil. And one Olympic fan who is putting his hands together for the Olympic refugee team is U.S. President Barack Obama.
No matter where you're from, with determination and discipline, there's nothing you can't achieve. That idea that you can succeed no matter where you're from is especially true this year. We'll cheer on athletes on the first ever Olympic refugee team. 10 competitors from the Congo, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Syria who personify endurance.
Voice of America! I heard the voice of America calling on my wavelength. A man was coming out of Frankfurt, I made. I heard the voice of America calling on my wavelength. Singing, come back, baby, come back. Come back, baby, come back.
Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOAsunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOAsunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if you check out my Facebook page today, Tuesday, you'll see a photo of Olympic champion gymnast Lori Hernandez of the USA performing an aerial from the mound. Incredible shot of Lori upside down. Andrew Palcheski talked about that recently. It was at a Major League Baseball game between Andrew's beloved New York Mets and the Washington Nationals. And Andrew joins us now here in Studio 22. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Yeah, Hernandez, what a great shot of that when she did that opening pitch.
It was very cool and got a lot of social media attention for sure. But the scarier story that people are talking about today in the baseball world, and that's pitcher Matt Shoemaker for the Los Angeles Angels. Pitching a game on Sunday, took a line drive to the head, reportedly traveling at 105 miles per hour. That's nearly 170 kilometers an hour.
Wow.
Hits him right in the head, goes down. Everybody rushes over. He gets up. He gives everybody the thumbs up after they treat him. Clearly, he's bleeding, but seems to be okay. Well, we get word on Monday that apparently he had bleeding on his brain, had to have emergency surgery.
Oh, my.
Now, the good news is he is in recovery. He's due to get out of the hospital later this week. No word on how long he's going to be out, probably for the rest of the season, I would imagine. But that video making the rounds on social media, really scary video. But the nice thing that we're seeing is the best wishes from other teams, other players on other teams. One thing that we sometimes forget is that even though these players are on teams and they're competing against each other, a lot of them are friends in real life. So we're seeing a lot of well wishes, hoping that Matt Shoemaker gets well soon, and all indications are that he will be doing so.
Yes, get well soon, Matt Shoemaker. Scary. They can hit that ball very hard, Andrew.
Yeah, and it's ignited a conversation that's been going on for some time now, and it seems to flare up anytime these incidents happen, unfortunately, but how to better protect pitchers. There's actually a pitcher, I believe he's still with the Mets, unless he's been traded, who wears a big hat. It's, you know, they wear the baseball hat, and usually it's just a normal ball cap like we would wear. This pitcher wears one that's padded. So he's been compared to Super Mario and other, you know, people with these, you know, this huge hat on. But it's maybe something they have to look into to make mandatory for these pitchers to keep them safe.
Andrew, what else is trending in the sports world?
Well, another unfortunate sports story. El Salvador's men's national football team alleging that they were approached to fix matches in the World Cup qualifying tournaments in the World Cup lead up. And so they had a press conference, said that the match fixer had set specific prices, scores, techniques that they should use to score the different goals in the different ways. So a lot of people talking about this, saying it's more of the same after all of the corruption that's gone on in FIFA, and people hopeful that they were turning over a new leaf and starting to crack down on that. It looks like that may not be the case, but certainly there's going to be a lot of investigation into this, I imagine, and we're going to see if this is indeed true, if there was match fixing, and how wide it goes and what the extent of it is.
We'll have to follow that story, Andrew. U.S. Open tennis, we've reached the quarterfinal stage. Is that trending right now?
Absolutely. So we have some big names that were in action yesterday. Venus Williams, tight upset to Karolina Pliskova of the Czech Republic. Venus actually had match points. Both of them had match points at different points in the second and third set, but Pliskova ended up winning 7-6 in the third. So bested Venus. Unfortunate for her that her U.S. Open run comes to an end, but a good one for her. She's ranked 6th in the world, so she's made quite a comeback from a lot of injuries and the Sjogren syndrome that she suffers from, which is an autoimmune disease that she announced several years ago. Andy Murray is trending because he had a pretty handy victory over Grigor Dimitrov, 6-1, 6-2, 6-2. But it's more how Andy Murray prepared for this match. He said that he went and slept for about 12 hours the night before. So that seems to be the key to his success, is getting a really, really, really good night's sleep to take on Dimitrov and beat him pretty handily. So he's well into the quarters. And then a lot of people saying we should just rename this the French Open, because three out of those 8 quarterfinal spots on the men's side are filled by Frenchmen. Luca Puy, as we said yesterday, talked about him beating Nadal, Gael Monfils, and Joe Wilfred Tsonga. So those three Frenchmen going into the quarters. Monfils and Puy are playing each other, so there will be at least one Frenchman in the semifinals. Joe Wilfred Tsonga has a bit of an uphill climb. He's got to play number one Novak Djokovic, so we'll see if he can best him. But there will be at least one Frenchman into the U.S. Open semis.
Andrew, how do you rate Puy's chances after that thrilling victory over Rafa?
I think Puy said it best. They asked him afterwards if he thought he was the best French male French tennis player, and he said, I'm not. There are others that are ranked higher than me, but I got to work hard so I can get there. So he's very young. I think he's only 21 or 22, so I think he's got quite a career ahead of him. I think he could do very well, and they're talking about him as being one of these young up-and-comers who could eventually win majors down the road. So we'll see how he does against Monfils. We'll see how he does in the future, but I think he's got a bright future ahead of him for sure.
At the opposite end of the spectrum, Andrew, Venus Williams, you mentioned her. She was the oldest player in the women's draw at 36, and yet it sounds like she's going to continue to play in these Grand Slams, at least for a year or two.
Yeah, no plans for her to retire. She's certainly going to keep playing the singles as long as she can, and then she and Serena have talked about playing in the doubles as long as they can, even going back for Tokyo 2020 in the Olympics there, playing doubles. So I think she will play as long as she's physically able to do so.
What else is trending out there, Andrew?
Well, the other big name trending from the U.S. Open yesterday is Ana Konja. Ana Konja, 18-year-old Croatian, beats Agnieszka Rawonsa, the number 4 seed women's player from Poland. Now, this is an interesting backstory between these two. They faced off in the second round at Wimbledon. Konja had match points, and she tripped over the ball. There was a drop shot. She rolled her ankle, and she ended up losing the match. So this is a bit of payback in beating Agnieszka Radwanska. But the weird thing that happened that a lot of people talking about on social media, Konja was up 5-4 in the second set, ready to serve out the match, and there's this beep that goes over the PA system, like a chime or a beep, kind of a blare, and it startles her. Clearly the crowd gets startled. So people saying when she and Radwanska face off, there's always something that goes on. She rolled her ankle the first time, this beep, but to her credit, she recovered from that startling moment, and she ended up winning the match 6-4, 6-4. So she's into the quarters for her best performance of her career in a major.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
And that wraps up the September 6th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is gravely concerned about specific accusations of abuse and torture that were made during the trial of 23 persons arrested following June 29th riots in Nouakchott, the capital of Mauritania. The arrests followed a protest against eviction by residents of a squatter camp in the capital, many of whom are former slaves. The protest turned violent when demonstrators threw stones and burned a police bus. 9 police and other Mauritanian citizens were injured. The United States condemns the serious injuries and associated property damage. The United States is concerned with reports of coerced confessions or statements obtained through torture, raising serious concerns as to whether each accused individual received a fair trial. The U.S. will closely follow an anticipated appeal process. Among those sentenced are 13 members of the Resurgence of Abolitionist Movement, an organization championing the anti-slavery movement in Mauritania. Mauritania was the last country in the world to officially abolish slavery in 1981. Nevertheless, slavery continues in the West African nation, where an estimated 4 to 20% of Mauritania's 3.5 million people are enslaved. The United States urges an immediate and comprehensive investigation into all credible allegations of torture, public release of findings of this investigation, and appropriate prosecution of any individuals whom the investigation finds were responsible for such acts. Mauritania enshrined its commitment against torture by characterizing it as a crime against humanity in the 2012 revision of the Mauritanian Constitution, and in April of this year established in law the National Mechanism for the Prevention of Torture, which has been partially staffed but not fully funded. The United States strongly encourages Mauritania to respect human rights and fundamental freedoms, including freedoms of expression and association for all Mauritanians. The U.S. supports fair trial guarantees, transparent and credible judicial processes, and respect for the human rights of all individuals.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, I'm Linor Moudou. Please join me live every Tuesday at 17:30 UTC in VOA's health program, Health Chat. Hear from doctors, nurses, international experts discussing the health issues of your concern. Health Chat puts listeners directly in touch with medical professionals. You can talk to them live for free or email your questions. Health Chat brings the medical professionals to your home.
Next week on Straight Talk Africa, choosing the hero, my improbable journey, and the rise of Africa's first woman president. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the 2012 Nobel Peace Prize winner and president of Liberia, is a subject of a new book by River Levinson, an in-depth discussion on the life and career of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is next week, right here on Straight Talk Africa at 18:30 UTC.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.